Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, October 19th through Monday, October 25th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We'll start this podcast with a few events relating to education. On Tuesday, the Austin Ed Fund hosts an event where Evan Smith of the Texas Tribune will interview Austin ISD Superintendent Stephanie Elizalde about the importance of investing in our schools and our students, and also hear from teachers and students whose work and lives are affected by the generosity of those investing in the Austin Ed Fund. And the Ed Fund is a fund that promotes innovation and supports opportunities that prepare AISD students for college, career, and life. On Wednesday, Austin ISD also hosts Domestic Violence Awareness Forums in partnership with SAFE to commemorate Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The events will feature several learning opportunities to help break the cycle of domestic violence in our community and schools. An English forum will be held at 9 a.m. that day, and a forum in Spanish will be held at 6 p.m. Another event in the education arena is also offered by Austin ISD and is the first in a series of informational sessions called Brain Power to be held Tuesday at 5 p.m. Due to the collective trauma caused by the pandemic, as well as the unprecedented rise in mental health issues, Austin ISD offers Brain Power to help families better understand how they might best support their children at home. An event that deals with a different kind of education, that being financial education, is the 10th Annual Financial Fitness Seminar that takes place on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. It is hosted by the local chapter of the National Association of Black Accountants to educate individuals and families on a variety of financial techniques. There will be financial workshops, door prizes, as well as free breakfast and lunch. Now, if those opportunities were not critical and timely enough, then I would hold on to your hats, because events highlighting other critical opportunities and challenges will be coming fast and furious. So let's get to it. The new map of the Austin City Council districts has been released. The last series of forums to provide input are being hosted this week by the Redistricting Commission on Monday and Wednesday. Both forums take place at 6 p.m. The organization Communities of Color United hosts a community roundtable on Prop A entitled "Are More Police Really the Answer?" And that takes place Saturday at noon. Join this discussion related to the implications to our community if Prop A were to pass on November 2nd. This next event relates to the evictions crisis. The group Basta Austin hosts a workshop on evictions protections and tenants' rights on Wednesday evening. The City of Austin's first LGBTQIA+ quality of life report has recently been published. The city's LGBT Quality of Life Advisory Commission will host a town hall to discuss the findings on Thursday. And on Sunday at 10 a.m., the Annette Strauss Institute hosts a civic forum about the impact of the media in the last 18 months and how we move forward, given the current state of affairs in our nation. There are a few recurring activities relating to the pandemic response that we'll highlight next. If you haven't been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to just walk up and get your vaccine without an appointment. Check the Monday listing on the podcast calendar for a link to a website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted 2 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday and Thursday, 9 a.m. If you have felt out of sorts, confused, preoccupied, extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking with someone about the challenges you are facing, you can call the YWCA Warm Line. The YWCA has a caring, trained team that offers non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak with someone on the Warm Line, call 512-548-9922. Next, I'll share our fun and free feature for this episode, which is the Ford Built to Connect Outdoor Drive Festival at Republic Square Park. Ford hosts a hands-on event to introduce its new crop of electric vehicles, including an all-electric Ford Mustang and an all-electric Ford F-150. The event is open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day from October 15th through October 24th. Since this was a fun and free event that has a bit of a corporate bent, I'll also note that the Pflugerville Chamber of Commerce hosts its Pflugerville Family Fun Fest on Saturday, October 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Typhoon, Texas. I'll end the podcast by highlighting an event that CAN, our organization, the Community Advancement Network, is hosting in just a couple of weeks, which is the Central Texas Regional Summit on Expanding Opportunity, to be held on November 5th from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in Pflugerville, Texas. So I want to give a little extra time so you can hold the time on your calendar and make a note that this is an in-person event with no virtual option. The summit brings together leaders from the 5-county region to examine how we can more effectively work to ensure an equitable post-pandemic economic recovery. Stephen Pettigo, professor of practice at the LBJ School and director of the LBJ Urban Lab, is a featured presenter. He has recently published an op-ed in the Dallas Morning News on how Texas can improve its chances for post-pandemic recovery, and co-published a resource guide with the University of Houston Hobby School of Public Affairs entitled A Playbook for Resiliency, Creating Resiliency for All Texans. The summit will also feature a profile of workforce needs in Central Texas and a panel highlighting innovative public-private partnerships aimed at expanding opportunity for Central Texans. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.